This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The Colorado Springs Fire Department has ordered some evacuations due to two separate fires burning in the city. One is affecting residents near Ackerman Drive in the northeast part of town. Several schools, including Stetson and Ridgeview Elementary Schools, are also being evacuated. Another evacuation order is in place for residents of the Skylark Mobile Home Park east of I-25. That's due to a separate structure fire. We'll continue to follow developments on these fires through this afternoon. Fire danger remains high across much of the state through this evening due to high gusts and dry weather. State lawmakers wrapped up their annual session with minutes to spare before last night's midnight deadline.
I move the House adjourn signing day.
In their final day, the Democratic majority passed bills to expand recycling statewide by charging a fee on companies that make packaged products, as well as stricter rules for air pollution. Lawmakers of both parties also worked together on a bill to increase penalties for selling and possessing fentanyl. That bill was a priority for members on both parties this year. Matt Soper is a Republican representative from the Western Slope.
What we're hearing from our part of Colorado is our citizens want us to do something. They're expecting us to do something. We've heard from our sheriff, our police chiefs, our DAs. We've heard from parents who've lost kids.
The bill will make it a felony to possess more than 1 gram of fentanyl or any drug laced with fentanyl. It also creates tougher penalties for dealers and will expand treatment beds and get more anti-overdose medication out into the community. And now heads to the governor to sign. In Denver and Boulder today, highs around 70. It'll be another warm day tomorrow around 75. This is CPR and KRCC.